Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hi there. One moment, please.
No problem.
I have a charge to Fast Company, a Fast Boost, I should say, on January 25th. And I'd just like you to check and see what it was that I purchased on that day from your company.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to take a look for you. I used your phone number to do a search in our system. Is this Miss O'Malley?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for security purposes, could you verify your address, please?
56 Washington Street, Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. What I'm showing is that back in December, looks like you may have done a survey and then chose the pulse oximeter as a gift for doing that survey. At that time, you paid just the shipping to receive that item, but it also enrolls you into a monthly membership with the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I don't want anything like that. No, no, no. If that enrolled me in that, that was completely inadvertent, and it was nothing I ever planned to do. My understanding was that the offer of the pulse oximeter was something that was a one-off, and because I have lung disease, that was something that I had been thinking about purchasing, and I thought that was a great idea to get it through that offer, but I never ever anticipated that it would cost me $50 or that I was enrolling in anything. I need you to correct that, please, as soon as possible.
Okay, Ms. O'Malley, I understand, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding with that membership. Now, you know, they do send out a $125 voucher to purchase gadgets off their website each time a customer is charged, so you do not want to continue with that, correct?
No.
Okay. I am working on getting that account canceled for you right away. All right, and would you like a confirmation number for that cancellation?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. It is C like Charlie 259087465.
Wonderful. So that's C259087465.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
You are wonderful. I really appreciate your help very much indeed.
I'm glad I could help. We thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day.
So this charge, the full amount, $49.97, will be removed.
Okay, let's see. Now, I just canceled the account going forward. I do see that $49.97 from January 25th, and it's a monthly membership, so they charge each month. I can go in and do a 35% courtesy refund off the latest charge.
No. I don't want a 35% off $50. I want that eliminated.
Okay.
I'm a pretty smart cookie, and I usually am pretty careful about offers like this. So if I went ahead and took advantage of a good deal on an oximeter, my understanding was that was the extent of the transaction. I was certainly not signing up for a monthly membership. And is your organization called Fast Boost?
Well, I work for a call center. We handle customer support for many different companies.
Your computer there must show you which company this is involving, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's
Fast Boost?
Yeah, the company name is Factory Direct Savings Store, but as far as what they send the charge through under, they have different merchant accounts, and I don't get to see those, so I'm not sure what it would show up as on your end, but Factory Direct Savings Store is the company.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not intentionally and certainly do not wish to pay $50 for the oximeter or for any kind of monthly membership. So okay. What I need you to do, if you would please, is arrange to have that $49.97 completely refunded.
Okay. Now, I do want to mention, again, that it is a monthly membership, so you have also been charged in February on the 25th.
I want that removed as well. Okay, this is misleading. This is something that, obviously, if I'm a pretty sharp person, I'm a registered nurse, and mm-hmm. I look at things like this pretty carefully so I don't get roped into things like that, I in no way approved of a $50 membership, $50 a month membership, to maybe get some discounts on medical merchandise, which I do not need. So
okay.
I want that removed.
I understand, and I'm so sorry again that information was not made clearer. They put it in the terms and conditions when the customer pays the shipping for the free gift. In the terms, they explained
and
the monthly.
So it was a free gift, and I paid for the shipping. So I have no obligation whatsoever. I have paid more than enough for that oximeter, and this is a little bit of a fast play here that I'm not appreciating, not on your part. I know you're in the middle, but you have to help me with this vendor, please, if you would, to eliminate the two charges of $49.97, or let me know how I can reach them to have this removed, because if not, I'm going to have to call the Attorney General in my state, because you know, I'm an elderly person, and this looks like predatory, misleading advertising. You know, they send you something at a reduced price that they know you will be appealing, and then before you know it, you're on the hook for $50 a month. I don't pay $50 a month for anything except for maybe my utilities and my rent.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Now, I'm only authorized to go up as far as a 50% refund. I would have to consult a supervisor if that wasn't satisfactory.
Let's get the supervisor and let's consult her if we can.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. All right, I've sent a message to her. Give her just a moment to review the account, and then we'll see what we can do to get this taken care of for you.
Thank you so much for your help. You're a sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
You sound like you're from the South. Are you in the South somewhere?
I am, yes, ma'am. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, hi, how are you? How's everything in Alabama?
It is pretty good. It's actually starting to warm up a little bit this week, so spring is rearing its head now. I'm sure we're going to go back into some cold weather a couple more times before it comes on in, but it has been nice.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm really glad
ma'am.
For you.
How about y'all up there?
You have Massachusetts where things are going to be cold for another month or so.
I figured so. Are y'all covered in snow up that way or just cold?
No, we're covered in snow. We had another big storm on Friday going into Saturday, like 12 hours of snow. It was 9 inches.
Wow.
And then today it's in the 20s. So, but, you know, we're kind of used to it. We don't love it, especially by this time of the winter. We're kind of tired of it. But by the same token, we're kind of used to it. We know that living up this way, this is one of the things you deal with.
Right. Well, that is wild. I mean, if we get an inch of snow down here, everything shuts down. Kids are out of school, you know.
I know. Well, you don't have, you know, you don't have the whole infrastructure set up dealing with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for
that's
us,
right.
It's something that we know how to deal with because we do every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is neat. Well, we have got you taken care of, Miss O'Malley. I did get approval from my supervisor to go on ahead and issue a full refund on both of those, the January and the February charge. So when you get your February statement in next month and you see another charge on there, look for the refund as well, because we're refunding that one. I just don't want you to think you were billed again, you know.
Okay, so on my Discover card, I will see two credits, one for $49.97 and the other for that same amount.
The second one was actually $56.95.
Oh, so what was that all about?
They had an increase in their monthly membership prices, so it went up from $49 to
$56. Okay,
but yes, ma'am,
but now I owe them nothing. Is that your... And
correct,
then I will see these refunds, one for this $49.97 and the other for $56.95. I'll see both of those eliminated.
Correct. You'll see those credits back to that card within 3 to 5 business days.
You are marvelous. I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Miss O'Malley. And I did give you a confirmation number, right?
Starts
with a C.
259-087465.
Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to make sure that is for the cancellation as well as any refunds issued on the account. So just want to make sure you did have that.
Gorgeous. Thanks a lot.
Good
be well.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. And bye-bye.
You've been very, very helpful. I appreciate it. Take care.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.